We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on this Monday night. It is game time decisions, and we're going to help you with a game time decision, a little same game parlay from Davis Maddock on tonight's matchup with the Rockets and the Lakers.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook after a busy NFL weekend. We are returning to the NBA. We are going to begin with the Los Angeles Lakers, who are traveling to play at the Houston Rockets. We are going to take the Lakers on the spread. It's been jumping around all day, anywhere from 1 to 2, kind of both ways. Doesn't matter. We're taking the Lakers on the spread. That's the first leg of our same game parlay. Then we are going to take the under on 229 points in this game. The Lakers are very stout defense. They limit opponents to the 28th most three-pointers taken per game, and they themselves on offense are dead last in the entire NBA in three-pointers taken per game. The Rockets also are bottom third in the league in three-pointers taken per game. These are just teams that do not do their damage on the offensive end. Both of these teams are trying to be good defensive players. And then, of course, we are going to round it out, not by taking LeBron James this time. We are actually going to take Anthony Davis's point prop here. We're going to take AD to score 25 or more points in this game. He just generally does that when they win games. AD is actually having one of his better seasons on offense right now, as he is primarily transitioned to playing center. This three-leg same-game parlay is going to give us plus 504 odds. Lakers on the spread, under 229, and Anthony Davis to score 25 or more points.
Great stuff there from Davis Maddock, helping us out here with some Lakers and Rocket stuff. One thing you'll notice is that plus 504 price, the under with AD's over is why you get that nice number. If you were to take the over in this game, you know, the totals are, it's like the same juice basically, right? But FanDuel knows when you're doing a very correlated parlay. All these things do. They know when it's correlated. They know when it's not. You get a lot of value if you're willing to take a player over with the under in the game. It absolutely jumps off the page. So the Super Bowl is set. You have the Niners and the Chiefs. Right now, the Niners are 1.5-point favorite, total 47.5. Super Bowl MVP odds, Mahomes plus 130, Brock Purdy plus 210, CMC plus 480. Then you get Kelce 20-1, Debo plus 380, Pacheco 40, and Ayuk is the last guy underneath 50-1 at 47-1. I talked about the Super Bowl MVP a bit. I'm already invested in Brock Purdy. I will say the game against Detroit that we just watched What was the only thing that's a little concerning? So I think Brock Purdy was clearly the MVP of that game for the San Francisco 49ers. McCaffrey wasn't that good in the game. He did a great job finishing off drives with touchdowns, but he was not excellent in that game. I know Brock was bad in the first half, but he was brilliant as that game went along. But if Kyle Shanahan is going to run the football every time inside the five, the Eli Mitchell touchdown was the scariest moment for me in that game. It's going to be difficult. Because even if I'm watching it, right, and I say, you know what, man, this feels like a Brock game, the statistics need to be there. Rushing was great. Over 8 yards per pass attempt was great. But if Brock Purdy would have thrown that Eli Mitchell touchdown, instead of Eli running it in, if Purdy would have thrown that touchdown, I think everybody would agree that Brock Purdy was the most valuable player in that game. But he only threw one, right? And that's how the conversation goes. But it's also the fact that Brock is going to be going head-to-head with McCaffrey, potentially. And you look right now, anytime touchdown score markets are posted here, minus 210 CMC. Now, that's much lower than we're used to on McCaffrey, okay? And the plus, he's plus 290 to score twice. The game against Green Bay, different spreads. He was plus 150 to score twice. You're seeing a big difference there. But the point is, if McCaffrey hits that two-plus touchdown bell, that would be big. What works in my favor is three consecutive games of two-plus touchdowns is incredibly difficult to do. Even if this is an incredible running back on a great offense, getting high-level touches, right, it is still difficult to do that. It's what I'm happy to have the Brock Purdy number. I don't know if I'm going to work off of it or just let it ride. Odds are I will just let it go. I mentioned the touchdown scoring markets, and it'll be interesting to watch how these things move. Pacheco's minus 135, though. Pacheco has scored so far each of these games. We know he's going to get opportunities, but I will say, typically the Niners have, and I guess it's just the way it works, they've allowed far more passing touchdowns than rushing touchdowns, what we saw at Detroit, right? The 42-yard rush for Jameson Williams, and then Gibbs and Montgomery each got one. I feel like that could be a factor of it there with that Pacheco number. Kelsey's at plus 100. That ticket, if it does cash, I guess for him, you never know. As long as it's a receiving touchdown, he will become the leader for most playoff receiving touchdowns and very likely cash inside that market. Rashee Rice plus 145, plus 150 on Brandon Ayuk. I can't imagine Deebo Samuel hangs around plus 170 for long. I don't know how much these touchdown markets will move throughout the week. Deebo at another spot, though, is plus 135. Deebo got a red zone rush again. So that's why Deebo gets just so tempting, and he was absolutely wonderful in that football game yesterday. But Deebo at plus 175 really does jump off the page, or plus 170 rather, when you talk anytime touchdowns. No value on Mahomes, plus 350. That number is not chopped in half, but close to it, based on what we saw from his numbers earlier in this postseason there. And then you really start to get into that long shot category. The defensive touchdowns are plus 650 and plus 750 Niners and then Chiefs respectively. 8-1 when you start to look at Brock Purdy. And another very popular market is always the passing touchdown prompts. Both bettable. Mahomes minus 140, but still, for Mahomes, that is relatively light. Coming off of not hitting this against Baltimore. And then Purdy's minus 110. And I'm telling you right now, the big reason for that Brock Purdy number is not the Chiefs defense. It's a part of it, but it's not the big reason. It's not the Chiefs defense. It's not anything to do with wrong with Brock. It is the fact that McCaffrey kept running it in, has now two rushing touchdown games, and then Eli Mitchell put one in. But we'll do these throughout. I will tell you this now. You will get Super Bowl picks from me starting tomorrow on this show here. You will start to get props because we know these numbers are going to move. Obviously, we have all week out in Las Vegas. We have the Sunday setup show. But when I bet it, I want you to be able to be involved with it because the anticipation is things will move. And one of the things I'll be diving into tonight and heading into tomorrow, and I've already started to look at, is the Brock Purdy 1.5 passing touchdowns. Because he hasn't hit it now in both playoff games. The team totals, this team scores 30 a game. The Super Bowl is going to be fun. This is going to be 2 weeks of me believing in Brock Purdy with 2 weeks of everybody else telling me it's Mahomes on the other side.
I look forward to it. It's going to be an absolute war. It's going to be an absolute battle. Cannot wait. Coach James Young back in the mix next. More NBA picks, including the bound man himself. You didn't even know about that. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Game time decisions. It is a Monday night. Coach James Young is in the mix. JY, we're happy to have you. We're live with the Vatek Duke game. I know you're in the mix there. And I know you want to get in the mix with Bound Man himself. That is Jonas Valanciunas. And for those that don't know, Joe Lisi once gave me a call. He's going through his picks on the NBA, the sizzle plays. And said, I got this Valanciunas 12-plus bounds. And it's one of my favorite things, and I'm pretty sure he has bet him for 12-plus bounds every night since. I'm not sure it has hit once. That isn't the point, though, because tonight it's points-plus bounds. JY, what do you like?
I like Jonas Valanciunas over 20.5 points-plus bounds tonight. 11 out of his last 14 games. Four of the last five versus matchups with Porzingis. Here's the thing. He should be able to try and bully ball inside, and they're going to need him to rebound and kind of keep this game close. Obviously, Porzingis not in, but I think this is a spot where he could play well and probably get after Al Horford. Luke Kornet, sorry, ain't scaring me or anybody else. Jonas Valanciunas, points plus bounds over 20.5 tonight.
You're not scared of Luke Kornet? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm more stunning. Scared of Luke Clarinet. If he was a Luke Clarinet, I'd be more scared of.
All right. I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. All right, JY, let's keep moving here. You're on the Sixers, but I imagine the Embiid thing is a disaster. What is your thought here?
Oh, why is he not playing tonight? Is this because now we're trying to say that he was injured and he got put in the injury report 15 minutes before the game Saturday night? I don't care. Portland's been better. I know. It's crazy. I'm going to do it. I'm still taking the Sixers minus points. I know Portland's been better. They played better as of late. But I still got to trust this Philadelphia team's going to go out there and get a win. Give me the Sixers minus the points. No JoJo. Maxi goes for about 9,000 points.
Maxi goes for about 9,000. So the number's not moved that much, JY. It's 8.5. So you lost out on a point. I will say, so I just did the whole Embiid thing. I'll just say this. The world where the Sixers have said, okay, you know what's better than not getting, it's better to not get fined. Embiid, this is probably going to cost you the MVP award, but how about you miss the Portland game? He's down to plus 430. I believe he has five games left. Mm-hmm. This is a bad spot, man. It's a bad spot. What about the Mavs, coach? I believe Kyrie is – or do you want to get – go ahead. Your thoughts on Embiid missing this weekend and again tonight.
Well, I wish he would have played. I think obviously he was – what was he? Plus 120, plus 130 before Saturday, and he's moved this much. The key number is Kevin gave me a number. I'll give you a number. That's five. Philadelphia has five more back-to-backs left this season. So that is something to keep in mind of. And obviously, Kevin, you're going to see this as he goes through the back-to-backs and plays. You'll see the odds shift and shift dramatically. It all comes down to this. How much does this really mean to Embiid, right? He's got the MVP. What should matter to JoJo? It's a championship. So right. I would dare say that so, maybe that's motivation, but he is a historian. So I don't know, Kevin.
Look, here's the thing, coach, right? Here's the thing. The fact that he is now missing this game again against Portland, right? You cannot say he's ducking Jokic because he is damn sure not ducking DeAndre Ayton. He is well aware of the game minimum. The fact that he's missing both of these games, maybe he is then actually injured, okay? And
that he probably is, because it would be very stupid to miss two more games if you're not injured. Especially if he would have just played Denver and beat Denver, he'd have been about minus 200. But we are going to get to a point, and this is why Jokic keeps getting his number cut in half every time Embiid misses a game. But I have like a preseason, like I just put a boost on it. I didn't talk about Jokic bets. I actually, if he won the MVP, that'd be fine. It's not the point. But we are close to Jokic, or Embiid rather, being off the board. Not long shot. Not having odds listed. Which makes the value then, for me, win or loss, every person behind him. That's where I'm at right now in the market, Coach. Like, Giannis tonight. I'm on Giannis tonight. You can talk to me about your Jokic pick. If Giannis tonight goes to Denver and abuses that team, we've seen him do this, 45-15-5, all of a sudden, you know, the conversation is going to be, you know, man, the Bucks are terrible, but Giannis is dragging them to the third best record in basketball. That's what the conversation is going to become. Giannis gets interesting in this race to me if he goes out there and is dominant tonight against Denver.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great performance by both of them. I think the Joker to get a triple-double. I just think it's a bad match for Brook Lopez coming outside.
Right.
Drop coverage, shoot the three. Now you're going to come out, sight lines, Bobby Portis too small. So I think it gets going. I think there's a couple of things that should be talked about. Number one, SGA has moved to second at plus 360. Huge matchup tonight with them and Minnesota. If he wins and goes off, and they end up with the best record in the West, can SGA steal the MVP? Ready, folks? Because the NBA voters have voter fatigue at times. That's why LeBron should have won like 8 MVPs, right? Shaq should have won a ton. Jordan should have won a ton. They start like saying, this guy won too much. Does SGA play himself into a chance of winning MVP? And another thing I just noticed is I know he's not going to win it. I just noticed that FanDuel has taken down Jalen Brunson's props to win MVP. Now, he's not going to win it. There's no chance he wins it. But I'm wondering what happens now that Randle is out. If he continues this tear, where does he pop out of ass? Does he get to the Tatum category at 60-1? Durant, he was at 200-1 before the injury. So I'm not saying Brunson is going to win it. I'm just saying FanDuel and these companies are pulling guys on and off based on not just injuries of players, but injuries of teammates as well.
Yeah, I had someone. You know what? I'm not going to. Brunson's been playing well, man. What do you like in the Houston game?
I like the Houston Cougars -5.5. Yeah. Listen, K-Dub and I went and got beat up a couple weeks ago. I think it was Iowa State, right?
Don't tell people like about Houston. That. They forgot.
But, that's right.
Don't tell people about that.
But they're playing better. Their defense has dialed it up. And I do think this is a spot for Houston where they start to get busy here. And I think Texas is, I know they had some wins. I think they're vastly overrated. Both teams play slow. Houston plays better at it, and they defend better. Give me Houston -5.5 on the road at Texas.
I'm a bit tempted by the total towards the over in that game. I've not found myself involved just yet. We will see. All right, look, I'll just say this. Jalen Brunson has been awesome. He has been awesome. But I had someone reach out to me like, hey, you think he's going to win MVP? How about you vote for him to win the All? How about you vote for him to be an All-Star instead of asking me that question? Okay?
Report.
How about you don't let New York, the mecca of basketball, I am proudly from, but I'm not a Knicks fan, okay? How about you don't lose the fan vote, okay, when you have the more deserving player to Milwaukee's Damian Lillard? How about that? Okay? Then you can talk to me about Brunson winning MVP.
I agree with you. Listen, Kevin, it makes sense. New York has to stop this yelling and screaming about bias and step up where it counts. He better be a starting All-Star game next year or else, or it's all our fault.
He won't be.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coach is here, still, which we appreciate. Coach James Young, I'm Kevin Walsh. We are live with you we're live with you on a Monday. What's wrong with you, man? This guy, J.Y., gets so much energy. You got to appreciate it, though. J.Y., did you take a peek at anything on the College Board non-ranked? It's not even really big at all. I was just curious if there was – everybody loves this McNeese team. The Will Wade Group, 18-2, 7-0 in the Southland. Everybody loves this basketball team.
Yeah, I took them a couple of weeks ago, and I got burned. So, you know what? Coach went diving to the MEAC. Howard, -8 versus Coppin State. I know Coppin State is 7-3 against the spread their last 10. I know Howard is 1-7 against the spread their last 10. I just think this is a spot where they're a much better team. Some of the games line up. I did like Howard. The Bison, -8 on the road at Coppin State.
I got another question for you, college basketball-wise. Because we haven't talked about it in a while. But Edie is -750 to win the Wooden. Do you think there's any chance that he does? Obviously, the odds say. Do you think there's any chance someone could knock him off? Connect had another big game for Tennessee. Is there anyone, Coach?
No. I mean, listen, it's what I've been amazed about, Kevin, with Zach Edey is I've found him this year to be more nimble and better defensively. I know this doesn't really help him win an award. I thought he was a big stiff for a while. I must say, their pin down, get the ball to the middle of the floor, go over your left shoulder, jump hook, is the most dominating play in college basketball. He's going to win it. But when it comes down to Purdue, we know it. You know it. I know it. It's Smith and the rest of the guards. Can they hit enough shots in the tournament? Because if they don't, it doesn't matter. They'll get knocked out of the first or second round anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those things, J.Y., just when a number's that strong, I'm always curious if there's value. If you look at his next six games, though, right? There's only two road games. It's Wisconsin, which is going to be a test, and Ohio State. The home games are Northwestern, Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers. The way that shapes up, basically, is it's five games they should win. That being 5-0 wouldn't be surprising in it. And all they got to do is, if they beat Wisconsin, that's probably the nail in the coffin. But we'll see. I'll ask you this quickly, Coach, before I let you go. Have you added any national title futures, Final Four, conference outrights, college basketball-wise?
Well, I think, obviously, to me, I still think the national champion, to me, is going to be UConn. They've been completely different since Donovan Klingon has been back. I saw them at Villanova in an absolute war. But I do think we talked about it with Houston. I think they're coming. I really think they're coming. I think they're going to be better. I'm not a big believer in Tennessee. Auburn has struggled on the road, so I can't really get with them. But the other one is Cav, with those guards, 20-1 with Kentucky. You got to consider it, because it's guard play wins championships. And who's got a better stable of guards that can score and shoot the ball than Cal? Why may not do it? Experience. Why may they do it? They could be the most talented team in the country. 20-1, Kentucky. Very enticing by that. Those odds win the national championship.
Yeah. Time will tell, Coach. We appreciate it, as always. That is Coach James Young with a ton of picks coming up. Stepping up and in, though, here for us on a Monday night, our man Joe Ranieri. Joe, how are you?
Happy Monday. Monday fun day, apparently, here. What is what's going on? I'm still trying to get my bearings after watching Detroit and Baltimore throw up all over themselves 24 hours ago. But, it should be a great 2 weeks of Taylor Swift, I guess, as there's always that.
You know what? I'm going the other way. I'm in on Taylor Swift. I'm in on it. Why are people so upset? I'm in on it. I've decided. Why? She's a star, right? She ends up on the TV for 4 seconds. What's the beef?
Yeah, listen, I have no doubt that she makes the NFL a whole lot of money. But it's all about growing the brand, right? So football fans that have been diehard football fans could care less if Taylor Swift was on the screen as much as she is on the screen during these playoffs and the season. But if it attracts new viewers, hey, the NFL's all for it. I tend to throw up a little
for
bit
me,
when I see her.
You know what? I think they need to stop showing her after only like good Kelsey stuff. I need a little box like when the Chiefs go 3 and out, and I want to see what's going on. Like I actually think we don't get enough Taylor Swift on these broadcasts. Let me ask you this, Ranieri, with the Ravens Chiefs game. I don't know if I am just accepting that I'm going to be a curmudgeon. Like 100% by the time I hit like 40, whatever, however it's going to break out. But a lot of people, if you don't see, know what the score is, but you listen to the conversation around Chiefs Ravens, I cannot believe Mahomes threw for 350, 3 touchdowns, and scored 35 in Baltimore. That's the conversation. But I'll never bet against Mahomes again. That's not what happened in the game. They were brilliant in the first half. They did nothing the whole second half. And the Ravens panicked in a way that they acted like they were down 24 the whole game. It is one of the most stunning approaches to a play calling I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, my takeaway is not anything to do with Kansas City. It's Todd Monken, after a great year, should be on the hot seat.
They should all be on a hot seat, including not for nothing, but Harbaugh. How did you allow that to be the game plan? I have no idea. Listen, if the game plan was live by Lamar, die by Lamar, all right. If you were all sold into that, obviously there was a collective meltdown among the thinking there in the brain trust, but it looked like that's what your plan was, that we were either going to live or die about whether Lamar could throw the ball. And we're going to get away from the running game because maybe you think Kansas City is going to be geared up and waiting for that. I don't know. They haven't stopped the run all year. But maybe if that was the thought process, great. But I don't think that was. I think that was they got punched in the mouth right off the bat like Mahomes and company does. And I'm with you. I think panic set in quickly with this group who, quite honestly, I'm not a big fan of the whole take the last week off, have the bye, let it be three. This, outside of a second half against a average at best defense with the Houston Texans, this is not the same team we saw in week 14, 15, 16, and 17. Sorry, they lost it somewhere along the line there with 2 to 3 weeks off, I guess.
Yeah, I think that stuff always gets really interesting, Joe. And I'm not saying you are. The reason I don't is I'm almost thinking like lets them off the hook, right? You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying, but it's like the rest thing.
They lost the edge. The edge that Kansas City clearly had. They have had all the way down the stretch, right? I don't know how to quantify experience. You hear people talk about it all the time. I don't know how to quantify having the ring, having been there. It obviously means something because the Kansas City Chiefs we have seen now is not the Kansas City Chiefs we saw during the regular season. And yet, when it was showtime, they flipped the switch. Very few teams can do that, especially ones that have never been there or done that, like Baltimore. But there was a flip. That switch was flipped, and Kansas City has been everything we remembered them to be over the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Their offense has these stretches. But here's the incredible thing is I don't know. So the Niners have now won 2 games in the fashion that the Mahomes dynasty was built on, right? Be down. This game is dead. Yep. Oh, my God, how'd they win it? But the takeaway for the Niners, who the old critique on the Niners was they can't win if they get down. Then they win 2 in a row getting down. And people go, see, frauds, playoffs, they can't. I don't know what's going on. Like, I just think I really believe, and I get it, because he is truly, at this point, at minimum, the second best quarterback of all time. Mahomes has everyone in such a pretzel that nobody can break anything down coherently, is how it almost feels to me. Like, the Niners, Joe, should be getting praise. They were down 17 in a conference championship game. It was tied before the fourth quarter.
Yep. Well, the 49, it's two totally different paths, right? You're watching the Kansas City Chiefs dismantle teams along the way to get to the Super Bowl like we have seen before. And I think that goes hand in hand with the game's greatest always deliver when the moment is the biggest, all right? We've just spent two decades getting rid of Tom Brady and Belichick, but that was what they represented. That is what Mahomes and Andy Reid represent. The 49ers just won two games, not because of how great they are, but because the two teams that they played to get here literally shot themselves in the foot beyond recognition, and they were able to take advantage of it. Two very different paths to get to this game coming up.
Yep, and we now get to a game where the odds maker said, all right, we have to acknowledge people are going to want to bet the Chiefs. We'll make it only three.
Oh, yes.
And then an hour later went, oh, my God. Okay. Almost pick. Our bad.
Yep.
And, Joe, I look forward to talking to you about that game throughout the build-up. Dave Sharapan's in the mix now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
.com.
Where to begin? It's going to be a busy one. Dave Sharapan is with me here. Kevin Walsh on Game Time Decisions. Consig, first of all, how are you? And is that early Super Bowl gear?
Oh, yeah. We got a guy. We got all the gear.
Wow.
We're ready to go.
Stop with a guy.
We got a guy.
Stop
it's
with a guy.
Done. It's already done.
Stop
already,
with a guy.
I got,
there's
I got
no way you needed a guy to get that.
Well, I mean, I had to get all the advanced stuff. Yeah, I got multiple.
Right.
I got multiple
all right.
hats.
All right.
Look, this is it. We got the hats. We got the gear.
I like that
when
one.
When I asked you for
That's
the
sharp.
Size, you didn't give me the size. I told you I'd have you all set up when you landed. Just deliver the package.
No, it's all right. We'll make it happen. All right, where do I begin?
Please go.
Do you want to have, you know what? I want to do something to blow your mind for a minute, just because I know you will appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I have an NBA card tonight, all right?
Big
I got card. One, two, three, four, five, six picks, all right?
Let's go.
Hold on. Six picks, two sides.
Yep.
Right? Four player props. Three of the player props are to the over. One is to the under. Who do you think that under is on?
Someone in the Milwaukee-Denver game. No?
No, really think. Think. If I'm making a point to bring this up, who's that under
Lakers
on tonight?
Lakers in Houston?
Who's that under on?
No.
Oh, 25 and a half.
What?
Most unbiased man in the history of sports media, Dave. I've been saying it. People don't believe me. LeBron under the 25 and a half points.
Are we not expecting a lot of minutes played? Are we expecting a blowout? Why? What is the thinking here? I this is
all right. Now
shocking.
I'm going to give people once.
It's good.
I'm going to give people my research, but then Dave's cap on it is also very important. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He has 12 30-point games. He's coming off of the 12th. That means he's played 11 games after scoring 30. Only twice has he followed that up with more than 25. That's 9-2 to the under. On this prop, he averages 20.5 points per game when he's coming off of a 30-point performance. Never has he gone over 25 and a half on the road after coming off of a 30-point game.
See, that was the first follow-up question. Did you do the home-road splits? You already did, because this is what you do.
Thank you.
You don't just scratch
Thank
the
you.
Surface. You go a little
That's
bit
right.
deep. This is what happens. Listen, I knew you were all business today when that top button was buttoned. I like this a lot.
Told you.
Okay. And people will say that K-Dub always comes with the Lakers, you know, mojo up over, LeBron, apologist, all these things. People have said it to me. I've heard it, you know, all over the place. I like it. I like it a lot. That was a hell of a game Saturday night. That was unbelievable.
Whoa, what a game.
What a game.
That still has it.
Late night for you, but, man, that was something else. How does he follow that up? Probably with about an 18-point effort for you under.
Eight, 18-7-5, and I'll be blaming the whole thing on AD. Okay, one more NBA question, then we'll get off of this. Embiid is down to 5-1 to an MVP. Why? Oh. Missed the game Saturday, missed the game tonight. Here's my question to you, though, right? We used to have conversations where it's like, yeah, these awards move if a guy comes in and does this. We're at a point now, these awards, I don't feel like they wait for anybody. Like, these books get the information, and they got to move it themselves. Otherwise, they're going to get smashed.
I saw it today. We were doing Bostonian versus the book. It came across the screen on the television behind my cameras and stuff. It said he's out. And I thought, well, if I was in a room, we're going right to 10-1. Whatever it is, we're going to 10-1. We're going to get all of the Embiid money that we can right now, not because he can't win it, because we're going to gamble on the injury, right? I mean, or the sitting, or whatever it is. With this requirement now for the games played thing, it adds a whole new dynamic into the handicap and the actual getting to the window. And if you can't get to the window because he can't get on the court, we better get some bets on him right now, because the next game he misses, exponentially we have to move the number. Everyone, right. I mean, is this going to be the last game he misses? No, it might be the last game he misses this week, but that's a tough spot. It's a bad look, K-Dub. I don't like it, because when JoJo plays, man, I was in Philly, watched that 70 game. I didn't go to the game to see him and Wembanyama play, but I wanted to. And I wanted to see him Saturday night against Jokic and didn't get to see it.
No, yeah.
Stinks.
But look, it's one of those things, like, he follows it up with the missed game. It suggests then that he's just too injured, which means he's not going to cross the finish line. Again, it makes for interesting stuff. All right, the football. What have you made? Because we can go backwards, but I want to go forwards. They dropped Niners -3. That's what all the hypotheticals were. This game got pushed down to 1. Yep. Now a lot of 1.5s. What have you made of the way the Super Bowl line has moved?
One of the most fun experiences that I ever had working in the book was working the night that the championship games were decided and the Super Bowl matchup came out. You sit and yell at each other in the room, go back and forth, what do you make it? And you already have the hypotheticals. Barring any injuries or any surprises that you see that Sunday, you go put it up and see what they do with it. Some books put up 3, some books put up 2.5. San Francisco's favored, despite the fact that, you know, the Chiefs have gone on the road twice and won, and the Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. He's tremendous. San Francisco has to be the favorite. So all of the people that are going, I can't believe the Chiefs aren't favored, pause. It can't be favored. There's no power ratings that say the Chiefs are favored yet, okay? And I don't think there will be. They take the opening number. Any 2.5s, gone. The 3, immediately gone. Vaporized. Went down to 1 today. And we had on my buddy Jeff Benson today at Circa. And while we were on with him, they got the bet, a limit play at -1, you know. And what's going to come out in here in Vegas is the West Coast money from San Francisco. They come and drop $100,000. If you're you got 13 days to book the last football game of the season. The limits today are $100,000. They got the bet. So 1 was the bottom. It's going back up or sitting there for at least a week.
So I think, right, what we see, look, if the Chiefs become a favorite, it'll be like what you kind of told me about this. Like, a book will flip the Chiefs a favorite to, like, almost make the headlines, right? Like, oh, we're the book that made the Chiefs the favorite. They'll just live with it. They're here, but this game will never be outside of a field goal. Right?
Oh, no.
We'll never see 3 again, either side of it, right?
Nope.
So basically, I think what's going to happen is every Chief bettor in the world is going to have plus points, and most Niners bettors will have the money line, right? So we're going to enter this game, and what cannot happen is this thing finish 28-27 San Francisco.
One would be very bad. Yeah, for the books. That would be no good at all. I mean, if you get a 1-point middle in the bowl, that's not gonna bode well for a lot of guys that I know in the business in February vacations. Things leading up to March Madness aren't gonna be good. What you have to consider in this situation, it's the last game of the year, and you have gigantic futures liabilities, gigantic future positions. They can book the game however they'd like. And like Jeff said, their biggest liability was the Ravens, and that's gone. It's a black, black number for them. It doesn't matter who wins. They're cushioned on both sides. So we can lean this way, we can lean that way, and get to whatever position we want. So this is the fun of the Super Bowl, in addition to the props and all the other stuff. Having a position without a football game until next August with the biggest handle and the most eyes on it, let alone here in Las Vegas, absolute dream.
So here's something that I'm going to get into a bunch of arguments, and it's fine. I'm built for it.
I like arguments.
I don't want to hear that the Chiefs are dogs. I don't care what that line says. I don't want to hear anybody tell me that nobody believes in them, that everybody thinks they're going to lose. I'm eventually going to snap. I don't think you should be allowed to use the 10-1-1 trend about Mahomes is a dog. I don't care. 97% of these bets are on the Chiefs. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't. I could care. The game is pick. That's how I don't know. If this thing was 3, it'd be fine. The books hung the number. Let's be honest. They hung a discounted number. Everybody knows it. And they still got beat to smithereens by people betting on Mahomes. That's what happened. The books think this game should probably be about 6. In their hearts.
Probably over a field goal. But listen.
Certainly over a field goal.
The last 2 weeks, San Francisco's defense has looked vulnerable. The Packers went into San Francisco and ran. Yesterday, the Lions in the first half ran right at them, right through them.
Yeah.
You know, so I think some things might have been exposed in the 2 games. Now we have 2 weeks to talk about it, which is a long 2 weeks. I would just as soon talk about Duke and Virginia Tech or tonight, you know, Texas, Houston in college baskets. We're going to get into that NBA. You got all this card. This is great. This is when the hoops guys and the hockey guys, the season really starts right now. But for those of us in the business, mm-hmm. we've been in it for a couple months. So it's exciting. But I think the seeds of doubt have been planted in some people's eyes, odds makers, book guys, that the Niners can be had defensively. They can be had. Now we'll see if Debo's healthy, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think so. That's, you know, it's. I think their defense was much better against Green Bay than people realized. They kept holding the teams to field goals, the big kick return, 3rd and 15 pass interference. Their defense was dismantled for the first half, and then bowed up. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. But it did. And nobody cares about that. But I think what's just so, for me right now, Consig, is the Niners did what everybody said they couldn't do in 2 straight games. Right? Like, the only way the Niners could win is if everything was perfect. Everything went wrong for 2 straight weeks, and then they won the game.
Both times.
The old you, we, again, you know, we've been doing this for longer than I realize now together. The nightmare for the books would be when Mahomes would be down at half and they'd have to make him pick, right? Or down going into the fourth. Yeah. It was always the nightmare, right?
Yeah.
But that's what the Niners just did back. Like, this game is 17-10 at half Kansas City. Is the game over? Based on what I've seen, no.
I don't think so, but you know that trend. The Chiefs unders, 19-2 this season, right?
Oh, the second half. The craziness. Yeah,
it's inexplicable at this point. They put it on lock. So I don't want to say that it's over, but we have to consider it.
But that's – no, but the reason those games are going way under 2 in the second half, they don't score.
They don't score at all. They have to score the Super Bowl in the second half, or they're going to lose.
Again, we'll get there when we get there. Let me ask you this quickly because we're short on time. We have all week to do this, though. How many bets do they take? Conversation, right, it's a Monday, is side, some total. How much action are they getting on props right now?
None. Minimal. Very few.
Okay.
You just start to populate the app. You start to put things up out in Vegas. You do it in waves. So you get control of when they play them. But less than 10% of the bets on the props are made the first week. It's all the second week.
Okay. So you know what I take that as? Tonight, tomorrow, folks, go get involved with those numbers. Go get involved. Great stuff, Dave. We'll talk more tomorrow. Best bet on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're with you right here on Sports Grid. We're closing it out. Game time decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is going to be in-game live coming up next. You've just seen them both. Joe Ranieri, Dave Sharapan. We'll have you covered. Great slate of action tonight. And probably your game of the night in the association belongs to Denver, Milwaukee. And I'm on Giannis, 30-plus points here tonight over the 29.5. Giannis is over this in 12 out of 18 road games this season, including 7 of his last 8 on the road. And Giannis is a step-up guy. Think about the narrative numbers you play when Embiid sees Jokic. How has Giannis not fit the same description? He's hit this in 3 out of his last 5 that he's gone head-to-head with Jokic, including both games in Denver. I really like this spot for Giannis here. Think you could potentially even be interested in those alts. The worry would be the world where this Bucks team is really bad and gets routed. I think they step up here and are playing into the fourth quarter with their starters, which is all I need here for Giannis to give us 30-plus points. Elsewhere in the association, we've talked about it. How does he do it? LeBron under the 25.5 points coming off of a 30-point game, 9-2 to the under of a would-be prop at 25.5. Never hit it on the road. Least unbiased man in the history of sports media. I mean, someone's got to say it. Nobody else is. I will. Give me the over, 223 in OKC and Minnesota. This number dropping far too much since the last meeting, which was only a week ago. We've seen it start to climb a little bit as well with SGA and Anthony Edwards going head-to-head. I'm excited to watch that one play out. Is there anything else that is coming up that I'm missing? It's possible. What are we live with right now? We've got the Durant number live. He might be doing a soft retirement. That guy's not shooting. Did he score another one? No, he's got only 2 points. We'll see what's going on with KD. Pels plus the points, Cavs plus the points. Those are out there and in the mix. And we'll keep tabs late night on that Houston-Texas game. Could have some juice, but time will tell. That's going to do it for us on Game Time Decisions. Appreciate everybody who's been with us here for the past 2 hours. Again, it is In Game Live coming up next on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. Best of luck with your bets tonight.